just a moment. Today is Monday, February 22nd, 2021. And welcome to the Opochly Podcast. What's up, everybody? I hope everybody is having a great Monday. What the hell is going on here? Hopefully my car isn't on the verge of breaking down. Kind of seems like it. Make sure I make a safe escape. Sorry, I was obviously unprepared when I started this podcast today. But I wanted to get a podcast in, and this was my only available time where I would be able to do that. So here we are, having to squeeze in my endeavors into just time in between, you know, because I'm an idiot and I let people take advantage of me, essentially. And you know, it's my fault because if I wanted to, I could work towards making the change, right? Obviously, all of us could do that. And I actually was listening to a Jordan Peterson one of his series, right, where he just talks about certain stuff to get our lives in order, you know, like cleaning your room and whatnot. I'm sure you guys have probably ran into a few of his videos over the last couple of years. And there was one where it was saying, and it just hit me, it was perfect, you know. It was like, if your job is punishing you for your virtues, then you should quit it. You know, you shouldn't be there. You should get away as quickly as possible. And this is advice that I should have taken years ago. You know, like, I've already been dealing with this for years, you know, and it's way past the boiling point, you know, and COVID has gotten me in the position where I'm able to mitigate a lot of the issues that comes with this toxic work environment, like being able to work from home more often, even though that obviously becomes an issue a lot of the times because of the lazy POSs that I work with. You know, so let me go in a little bit on that. You know, punish for your virtues, right? So, what are your virtues, right? Like, for example, I like to... what's a virtue of mine? You know, I like to... I don't know any virtues off the top of my head, you know, that I can spill off. But, I mean, you know, when I like to work hard, I like to see a task through till completion. I'm very transparent. I'm very forthright when I'm speaking with people, you know. And when you're in a team that is not willing to sacrifice, is not willing to help, is not willing to spend the extra 5 minutes to do a good job, you know, it's hard for me to be happy in my job without compromising my virtues, right? Because in order to keep up with the demand of late work, in order to Basically, I'm going to have to scoop down to their level, right? I'm going to have to do less of a job working with people, be more apathetic, push people off, you know, because that's the way I'm, that's what I would need to do to keep up with basically statistics, right? If you look at my statistics, I'm probably working through 10 to 15 more work orders per week than these baby boomers, right? But how do they always, but they're always have a lot less tickets than me, right? Because they're working through tickets, they're closing them faster, and, you know, it's just not possible unless you're taking shortcuts, unless you're not going above and beyond, unless you're, you know, doing whatever it takes to avoid, you know, this is what these guys do. And what ends up happening is a new ticket's created and someone else solves the problem. You know, and this is just a perpetual issue. It's not going to stop. You know, the last guy they hired, you know, basically called it quits. You know, he was already saying, oh, I don't want to do any tickets. Just, I'm going to do this work, blah, blah, blah. He finished that work that he basically stopped all other work for. But somehow he still doesn't have time. Example today, right? Four motherfuckers at the building, right? Four baby boomers. did one of them volunteer to do one simple thing to help me out? Which is not really me because it's for the executive team. But the executive team knows these pieces of shit are no good. So for some reason, it's always going, they always come to me first, right? So it's always, I'm always the first line of support. And today, for example, I'm not working there. You know, I can't, you know? So I basically, they, oh man, it's, you know. So yeah, you know, it's hard for me to continue this line of work without compromising my values and, you know, because if I'm going to be doing this job at the best of my ability, if I'm going to, you know, I just can't keep it up at this pace because it's just overwhelming. You know, I've never been able to catch up on my work because it's always, if it's not one thing, it's another, you know. And today it kind of pissed me off because they called me out on the, on our stupid team meeting, which isn't even a team meeting, but they're basically like, hey, I have the most tickets. Can someone help him, you know, help me? And I was like, dude, don't fucking help me. I don't need none of you guys' help. Basically laughed in their face. Like, they're so ridiculous. Like, if you're gonna help, you help before the ticket's assigned to me, right? Like, these assholes just maliciously stack up work on me to the point where I'm not able to keep up with the demand. You know, either if I can close tickets prematurely, which is what they do, you know, and then that way I can keep up with demand. But if I don't do that, you know, what? How the hell am I supposed to do that? You know, they, any extra work, they're not willing to take on any bit of extra work. You know, so when you have a team that's unwilling to help, incapable to help, you know, like, how am I going to pull teeth for four people? Like, not one person can do one simple task. That's for the CEO. Like, what the hell? Like, I'm so fucking sick of these people. Like, it just makes my blood boil just thinking about how lazy they are. Especially considering whenever they need something, those lazy pieces of shit. Like, I'm all for it. Like, last week, this lazy piece of shit was on call. He got two in a row, which happens to me all the time, but you don't see me going around crying about it, you know, begging other people to help me. But hey, I helped him. Even though on the one that he helped with, he basically hung up on her and closed the ticket and just, you know, said it was good, you know. And then the one I, of course, the one I, he ended up giving to me, I had to help through, you know. She was available, so I don't know how that works, but these pieces of shit are getting away with way too much, you know. And I don't know if they feel like they have some sort of white privilege, but I'm just to the point where you know, they could fire me, whatever, I'll work through, I'll figure it out, you know, it's not a big deal. But yeah, that's my rant, I guess. And I'm here to get my lunch, so probably cut this podcast a little short, but I did want to talk about, so there's this meatpacking plant, right? These managers, they basically made bets amongst each other on how many workers, line workers, were going to get sick from the flu. You know, and I don't know the exact statistics, but several hundreds of meat workers specifically have died because of coronavirus. You know, it's very disgusting conditions, very, it's a type of environment that requires a lot of, there's a new restaurant here. But yeah, it's an environment that's very demanding. It's very hard to do. You know, and then you have these employees, these managers who are basically making bets. You know, they're supposed to be keeping their employees safe, and they're basically making bets as to how many are gonna get sick. You know, they don't care about these workers, right? The line workers. And in the same sort of light, I feel like I'm in the same position. You know, it's this social class system. You know, I feel like people think that they can take advantage of me. They look, they don't look good upon me, right? And then on top of it, you know, they don't respect me, you know? Like, I don't know. I don't even want to get into that. But, you know, I there's very similarities. And then in the report that I was watching, essentially, you could see people, the Tyson, right? That's one of the worst meatpacking companies, you know, that were being alleged in this report. And you know, the conditions are so freaking bad for it. All the line workers, which many happen to be Mexicans and blacks, but then you see their corporate office, you know, and it just reminds me a lot about my job. It's essentially, it's 99% white, you know, they get very well taken care of, you know, and you see, you know, you have these corporate workers, they get like two exercising opportunities a week, I guess, where they can get paid and exercise as a team. They have a lot of benefits, you know, but then you have the people, you know, doing the actual labor, the actual bread and butter of the company, you know, and they're being treated 180%, very negatively, you know, paid a lot less for the labor that they do, you know, and these companies, they lobby in order to get better benefits on their end, right? So they don't have to pay as much in workers' comp, or that the benefits weigh to their favor, you know. And if you're a worker, you either take these benefits that aren't worthwhile, or you sue the company and either get fired for suing or experience some sort of negative bias for suing your own company, and not get paid for a long time while it goes. But so yeah, very very sad times to be living in. But thank you guys all for watching, and have a good day.